moments to think is a skill that one must cultivate. It is very difficult to shut the door on all the noise that is around us from social media, especially WhatsApp, which, by the way, I find to be the most intrusive social media app. Not forgetting all the pressure from the perception that you have been left behind, especially as everyone seems to be living their best life ever. Well, the reality is we often don't see the real story behind it, nor how long it took to create the picture that is being presented before us. Hi, my name is Faustina Mani, spelled F-O-S-T-I-N-A. Last name is Mani, as in cash, but spelled M-A-N-I. I am the Global Trade Engagement Director at Better Grains. I'm also a founder of a marketplace called Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko. I believe Africa can feed itself. I believe Africa can profit from agricultural trade. And that is why I'm championing for an agricultural markets revolution that favors Africa. Many years ago, I spent quite a bit of time empowering the rural youth on entrepreneurship. One of the exercises I used to give them was to just find a quiet space with a large stone, sit by themselves and think about their lives, what they wanted to do, where they would love to travel, job opportunities and careers they would love to explore. Unfortunately, that was often the most difficult assignment of a class. Think about it. When was the last time you lay on the grass on a mat outside, just looking at the clouds in the sky, watching the clouds' movement and formation, trying to create images out of the shapes of the cloud? In today's world, quiet moments have become very difficult. We can barely stay away from our mobile phones. It is reported that the average person touches their phone about 400 times a day. As a content creator and marketer, the pressure to keep up with the YouTube, Instagram, TikTok algorithms can have you running like a crazy rat headed to God knows where. We have been deceived that we are running against time, that even sleep is being criminalized. Yet sleep is the very thing your brain and your body needs to function well. The other day, I had to ask myself, what am I running against and where to? Whose myth are these that we are using to judge ourselves against? My cocoon moments help me come to the realization that I'm running someone else's race. The funny thing is, I don't even know whose race it is. No wonder I felt misaligned, anxious, and not able to tell how it is all adding up to my final goal and destination. Think about it. When was the last time you took your shoes off and walked on grass or lay on grass looking up at the clouds? Thinking about it reminds me of my favorite childhood moments when I simply lay on the grass looking at the birds in the sky, listening to the birds singing. Then I realized I was running someone else's races and it was time to sit back and just enjoy my life, my very present moment. It was time for a cocoon moment. Social media was not going anywhere. Besides, there are people who have died and left social media still running. So I decided while I'm still alive, I was going to be very present and enjoy each and every quiet cocoon moment I was going to make. So what is a cocoon moment? The term refers to when a caterpillar becomes a cocoon. No eating, no crawling, just absolute stillness. As a caterpillar transforms into a beautiful butterfly, it is complete stillness, or should I say rest, as its body transforms into a beautiful butterfly. My cocoon moments include days away from social media, especially WhatsApp, so that I can declutter my mind. It is in those moments that I get to step away and ask myself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Does it truly align with what I want for my future? One of my absolute favorite Bible verses is 1 Thessalonians 4:11, that you aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we have commanded you. Verse 12 goes on to say that you may walk properly towards those who are outside, that you may lack nothing. As a woman of Christian faith, my aspiration is to lead a quiet life, which to me means lots and lots of quietness in cocoon moments. The second is to mind my own business, which means I am to focus on building my business empire. My mind and my focus should be using my talents to generate an income for me. Income that goes towards building a business empire that will allow me to achieve and implement all my life's goals and ambition. Leaving an amazing legacy for my children and children's children to the third and the fourth generation. Cocoon moments are also moments of creativity and business strategy. It is in my cocoon moments I find the guts and the strength to make the most difficult, risky, and scary life's decision. One such decision I'm most proud of is relocating from the United States of America to Kenya. I knew I was destined to bring agricultural transformation in Africa. It was a scary decision. I was most preoccupied about where would I live? Would I find a job that would pay me well? As I think about it, I now realize the only certain benefit I had was my son would get a better primary and secondary education in Kenya than in the United States of America. In saying better, I mean in the sense that if you can hack the Kenyan education systems, you can pretty much hack any education system in the world. So, every day at 5 a.m. for months on end, I would allow my mind to travel to my future in Kenya. I created with my mind the home that I wanted. Every day I painted that canvas, and before long I started furnishing and decorating that home in my mind. Without realizing it, I had started putting the stuff I wanted on layaway as I paid slowly for them towards our travel. I remember the joy I felt when I was telling my husband our expected departure date with much joy and delight. See, people, my husband included, asked if I had carefully thought about it. See, amongst my family members in the U.S. and fellow Kenyans, the decision to leave the United States of America for Kenya is not an easy one. If it were not for my cocoon moments and the canvas I had painted of my life in Kenya, I would have been very easily swayed into thinking that was a wrong decision. See, cocoon moments have helped build my faith muscle, especially when everything around me seems to be saying, hell no. By the way, that was one of the best decisions I ever made. I have never regretted it, and I hope this inspires someone who's also hoping to make a similar relocation decision. Innovation is another benefit of cocoon moments. God has placed such potential within us. There are aspirations within us that were killed along our adulting process, or should I say the process of becoming an adult. I'm thinking about my primary school debates. Who would ever have thought there would be a handy tool for podcasting? But it was a seed God had planted there, just waiting to be cultivated at the right time. Dance competition at the Kenya National Music Festival. Who would have thought it would greatly contribute towards Africans' pool of talent of songwriters, dancers, and artists, which all are products of quiet cocoon moments to create with our minds and to bring into existence for the pleasure of humanity. In my cocoon moments, I also get to hear God remind me that I have a role to play in encouraging others to dare dream and trust God for their cocoon moments. I may not sing like my favorite gospel singer, but God reminds me that the same way I have found encouragement in the words and the songs and lives of others, I likewise must also write, speak, and share words of encouragement to others. The goal is not the clicks or the eyeballs, but if I can transform one life, I have done well. If I can get only one person to listen and dare to believe, then I have done very well. Thank you for listening to me. Please subscribe and like our content on social media. Thank you and God bless you.